6 years ago, Princeton ethicist Peter Singer wrote a book and founded an organization called The Life You Can Save. The premise of the book and the organization is, we in the Western world are not fulfilling our ethical duty. Singer wrote, imagine you're going by a shallow pond and you see a girl drowning. Most people would jump in and save her. But Singer said that children are dying of poverty all over the world, yet we do nothing. One person who read Peter Singer's book was Charlie Bressler. At the time, he was president of the Men's Warehouse, a large clothing chain. Today, Charlie Bressler is executive director of The Life You Can Save. I asked Bressler how he first became aware of Peter Singer's ethical challenge.
Actually, I was on vacation, and I was reading this very heavy book called Practical Ethics by Peter. After I read Practical Ethics, I was incredibly intrigued by the man's thinking, and so I went on to read The Life You Can Save.
How did it hit you? How did it affect you?
Well, I guess the way it affected me is that way back when I was an undergraduate and a graduate student for the first time, I was always interested in wealth inequality. I never did anything really much about it. I spent 8 years as an activist, and then when the war ended and I got much more focused on my own career and my wife and myself and then ultimately my kids, it kind of lay dormant for a long time. When I read Peter's book, I went, holy mackerel, it's time to do something.
So at Men's Warehouse, at some point, you, as I understand it, you walked in and told George Zimmer, you were the heir apparent, you were going to become the next leader of the corporation. You said, I'm leaving. What kind of reaction did you get when you told him that?
Well, I think he had mixed feelings because in a lot of ways, George had come to feel like maybe I was not following his lead as much as he had originally hoped. I think part of him felt like it was probably what I should have been doing all along. And I think he was glad probably in some ways that I was going to do what I wanted to do.
Charlie Bressler is my guest, and he used to be at the Men's Warehouse, and his life took an abrupt change. Now he's executive director of the Bainbridge Island-based charity, The Life You Can Save. And it's kind of based on the ideas of ethicist Peter Singer having to do with how we should relate to the rest of the world. So you decided you wanted to get involved with this organization. What happened when you first approached Peter Singer?
So I wrote him an email initially, and he said, I said, can I help? And he said, sure, why don't you join these Skype calls? And I had these Skype calls with these graduate students in philosophy and Peter, and it quickly became apparent to me that it might be a good idea with some person with professional management experience and also somebody who was willing to put in some seed money to change the website, grow the website, and make the organization a bit more far-reaching in terms of the people that we could go after. And one thing led to another, and I decided to become involved, and Peter agreed to make me the executive director, although the money that my wife and I gave wasn't contingent upon that.
You know, one thing that Peter Singer told me is that he gives 25% of his income to famine relief projects. Are you also influenced by that level of personal wealth donation?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things that George Zimmer and I agreed upon was not having exorbitant salaries for executives, particularly when I was involved in the company. I think there's been some escalation in recent years. But so I'm not quite as wealthy as one might expect a former president of a big mid-cap company to be. But Dinah and I have given approximately 17% of our net worth thus far.
And what have you brought to The Life You Can Save? How is it different now from when you first got involved in it?
The one major change, I would say, is we've moved away from leading with pledge, which is we're asking people to pledge a certain percent of their income, to saying what we really want you to do is personal best. If last year you only gave X, try to give X plus this year. And the other thing is, if last year, like most people in the United States, you didn't do any research to try to look at the effectiveness of what you give, believe it or not, only about 35% of people do any research at all. How about doing a little research this year and then increasing? Not only can you save that girl in the pond, but there's 7 million children every year dying needlessly in Africa and countless amounts of suffering in the developing world. And even though there's tremendous need in North America and in Western Europe, the greatest thing you can do with a dollar is in the developing world. And we ask everybody to accept the simple premise that every life is of equal value, and that unnecessary suffering and premature death are really bad things. And once you accept those as those two premises, then it's logical that you would invest your dollars where they can do the most good, because it doesn't matter that you're here and that maybe your neighbor is a Caucasian, when you maybe the most good you can do is somewhere else where maybe the person will be either an Asian or an African, and that your dollar can go further. My son is an organic farmer, and so I like to say eat locally and give globally, and that's the way to have the best impact.
There's lots of well-intentioned people, but that doesn't mean those well-intentioned people get results. How do you, at The Life You Can Save, check out these charities to make sure they're really making the best use of the money that you're channeling to them?
The Life You Can Save itself is not primarily a charity evaluator. We borrow other people's research. The best research is done at GiveWell, givewell.org, and 8 of our 16 charities come from there. And then the remaining 8 come from panels of experts that we go around and get information from. And so we're basically using secondary research. So we're like a person writing a book where we're using high-quality secondary research as opposed to the primary research.
Charlie Bressler, executive director of the Bainbridge Island-based charity, The Life You Can Save. You can find them online just by looking for The Life You Can Save.